Barnett's Podcast, number 2.
Welcome to the bar, everyone. How are you guys doing?
Good.
This is where y'all jump in and go, yeah!
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
There we go.
Is that what we're supposed to do?
Better.
Well, we're supposed to be a friendly bar with people that like to hang out and talk. If the emo bar is down the road.
Oh,
if
well, you guys want to
sit there and drink your dark, moody drinks. Tonight, as every night, apparently, we're drinking Mai Tais.
And they make you happy.
They do make you happy. It is Mai Tai Fry Dye. We got
every
a painkiller over here.
Every Friday.
We had a painkiller earlier and a Buffalo MILF.
Who is
drinking a Buffalo MILF.
And it is so good.
Yes, it is good. If you're not lactose intolerant, right?
We'll find out soon.
All right. So
she never says anything about her milk in her face anyways.
Wow. Right out the gate.
Yeah, let's get that out right there. Any questions?
You know, that leads me to a funny thing I saw on the internet.
Oh, yes.
And this might be something we talk about on a regular basis, the Urban Dictionary.
Yes, okay. We do.
You may have heard of it?
Yes.
It does come up.
It's a wonderful place on the internet where you can learn a lot of things. And I heard a new one for me. It's called The Pirate.
The Pirate?
Are you familiar with The Pirate?
I am not.
Are you familiar with the Cleveland Steamer, the Donkey Punch?
No.
I've heard of the Donkey Punch.
We have virgins at the bar tonight.
So we'll come back to these other ones later.
I've heard of the Donkey Punch, yes.
Oh, and a new one I heard, igluing. Holy shit. Igluing is, there's a lot of bad ones in the Urban Dictionary.
And I need to know them all.
Igluing is by far the worst.
I'm intrigued.
Okay, so let's go with The Pirate.
Please.
So The Pirate.
Let's guess. Let's try to guess what it is.
It's, there's
give,
a lot of,
give
there's
us like a hint or
one,
something.
One part of it is really obvious.
Yes, it has to do with pegging.
No.
Oh. Oh,
that's a good one.
You are so nasty.
Perfect.
So the guy.
Are you sure you're a virgin?
So the pirate is when you come in your girlfriend's eye, and then you kick her in the shin, and she hops around on one leg going, "Arr!" That's the pirate. Check it out in the Urban Dictionary, everybody.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like the pegging better.
Pegging is a good... Well, it's probably like definition number 2.
Uh-huh. I think we need to get it added officially to the Urban Dictionary.
So I have a new way to if things get too raunchy or something, to change the
subject
really fast. Mm-hmm. How about that weather?
Oh, shit.
No?
Tough crowd. Tough crowd.
Because you guys are a tough crowd. You want to keep with the dirty stuff.
Yeah, it's just so easy.
Yeah, we were on a roll. I thought we were getting somewhere there.
Okay.
For a second.
So, since you guys are not only our favorite customers here at the bar.
That's because we bring alcohol.
Yeah, it's like the only bar where you bring your own booze and share it with the bartender. Normally, it works the other way around.
But you can take the rest of the bottle home.
Maybe.
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 It might stay so that we can return back.
But, so...
It might
so
not be here. That's what I'm saying.
We have something to share with you guys.
Yes, please.
That I am going to let... let's do introductions around the bar here real quick. On the to my left...
Hottie
is,
number one.
Oh, this is Cassie, and I am Barnett's wife. I am, like, married to the Barnett. What the hell?
You are the head nutter.
The head nutter. Nutter butter. Something
nut
like
butter.
That.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyways, so that's Barnett number one over there.
I'm Scott.
Yeah, so that's him.
Ruben, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Thanks, Scott. I think you just introduced me.
Stole your thunder.
Am I like a side nut?
You're like the left nut.
I'm like left nut. Okay, all right. We can go with that.
Yeah. Next, we have
My name is Lucky. I'm the youngling in the group right
now. You're the middle nut.
She's going to go, she'll be, we'll put her on the irregular page until she gets a little more fiber in her diet.
She's an irregular nut?
Irregular.
She's like a cashew.
She's a sometime nut. You know what? After this Mai Tai, she's going to be a regular. She's like, Mai Tai Friday, I'm in.
And over at the other end of the bar.
I'm Deborah.
She must be the right nut.
I am always right.
Or the wrong nut. Perfect. All right, so we have some news to break to you all. This is a little bit of a celebratory occasion.
Yeah,
I'm going to let Cassie share this one with everybody.
This is going to give us an excuse to have a big drink, which, we need an excuse, right?
Right.
So we finally got rid of one of our daughters. She's officially engaged.
Oh.
As of last night.
We have two, so guess which one.
Yes. Okay. Who wants to take a guess? Number one or number two?
Oh, number one.
It has to be number one because number two just toured all of France. So.
You never know. She might fall in love.
I told her she's going to come back like, I got married in France.
Honey, Mom, you were so right.
I married a Spaniard in France.
For sure. Oh, they were talking about yesterday about hopping on a plane to Spain and go check out the population over there.
Oh, my gosh.
That's code. Yeah.
Check How out would the you feel if she brought someone from abroad?
Oh, awesome. Why not?
At your front door.
I'd have immigration here so fast.
You know, you talk about checking out the population. This one checks out the San Diego population. So,
You like semen?
Check out the population.
What? There's a naval base down there.
There is a naval base.
What do you got to say, Lucky?
She hates semen.
Oh, well, yeah. Me too.
She's all about the gorillas.
You like to grunt.
Yes.
I'm like, what's a gorilla?
Oh, yeah. Tell me what you like.
Do tell.
You know, the tall, muscular build, tan, dark skin.
I thought she was talking about Top Gun just for a moment there on the beach.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wow. I was thinking more like they can't wipe their ass kind of guys.
Oh, really?
I have a buddy that is down there. He trains the Marines to do, like, the underwater evacuations. And these guys, they're so dumb.
They're so dumb.
That when they tell them they're going to do underwater evacuations, these guys, they poop in the pool. And it's like, no. Your boat sunk and you need to get out. Don't poop in the pool.
They're just good to look at.
Okay. You don't want to marry them. You just want to play with them.
Let me just be clear. We love our military here at the bar. Free drinks for all military service members.
First responders.
We'll toss in first responders.
Yes.
Even the EMTs.
Wow. Do they really count?
It depends on the state you're in. Sometimes they're like part of the fire department and you got to let them in.
Okay.
But, yeah. So that's good. Like, so you just like you take the coastal cruiser down there, and
I like to
stay for the weekend.
I like to have the grand tour on each base. Very familiar, San Diego. Very familiar.
So, do you get your own? Have like a pass onto the base,
Need a pass.
Or did you need to get a security clearance?
Nope. My face is the pass. They're like, oh, I know you. Come in.
She's such a hoe down there. Yeah. They actually
that's
know
what they
her.
Said.
There's a security. Yeah,
there's a picture. Lucky. You're lucky if you see Lucky.
So
let Lucky
your
in.
Face is really not a pass. It's more like a stop and leave your mark.
Yeah. I have my own room, my own
place. You guys, just
place.
So we know, what she is. Hell? She's 21, at least.
At least.
At least.
So we're good.
Yes.
We can talk like this.
Oh, yeah.
So, how about that weather?
I do want to say congratulations to Sydney.
Yes.
That
to
is,
you guys.
That
so
is our big
so
announcement.
I don't know where we left off with you guys. I think we told you about when we first found out this was going to go down, and it didn't happen because their truck broke down on the way to the Grand Canyon. And so we've been waiting for this since Christmas, so that's a couple months ago. And then, of course, it's like every turn, you know, oh, he's going to do it. Oh, he's going to do it. Oh, he's going to do it. And then I'm telling him to get this going. You know, Dave Barnett, number one over here. And so this week they're out here in California from, you know, Arizona. The beautiful state of Arizona. Mm-hmm. And they're going to Disneyland, and I told Scott, tell Thomas he's got to do it at Disneyland. They love Disneyland.
Well, I told her, I will not debase myself or my daughter by having her proposed to at Disneyland, Pedoville. And she's like, oh, it's not about you. It's about them. True. And they love it there. And I said, well, I'm not doing it. I'm not calling them, telling them to do it. And she says, well, you better call him and tell him to do it sometime soon while he's here because I need to get this done. And I go, it's not about you. It's about this.
Come on. Let's get this shit on the road here. You know, he's got that ring and it's burning a hole in his pocket. It might as well be in her finger, right?
We're down at the beach yesterday. It's beautiful day.
Beautiful.
And I'm like, you gonna do it? And he's like, shut the fuck up. I'm not doing it here. I'm not doing it when you tell me to.
Seriously?
He's got some balls. Yes!
Finally.
Finally, he's getting some balls.
And my kid gets up this morning. She comes out, gets a glass of water, and then goes back to bed. Gets up, comes out, goes back to bed. Like, around 11 o'clock, she gets up, and she goes, oh, yeah, by the way, look at this. I got it last night. I'm like, why didn't you say anything?
Where and how?
So
all these perfect moments.
We must preface this. Gosh. No, let me tell you this part. We need to talk about
don't
this
post-face part. Don't post-face it. Preface it.
Preface it.
So, I don't know if you guys ever heard the story how he proposed to me. Barnett number one over here. Okay, I'm going to cut it really short. 100 degrees, middle. It was actually June.
115.
It was June 23rd, right? 1989.
Who remembers this?
Yeah. It was 103 degrees in the Brea
Mall. What were you wearing?
Parking lot. And I was looking hot and sexy as hell.
I had some nice jean shorts on.
No, he was probably wearing his MC Hammer baggy pants. Remember you had the baggy, all multicolored, like fluorescent.
Hell yeah.
Fluorescent. Probably with a tank top. Probably. Showing off his muscles. You know?
I got three for $20 at the Orange County Fair.
Yes, he did. Anyways.
I'm nothing if not a bargain shopper.
Anyways, earlier that day I had said, get my suitcase. And he said, oh, you're going to go visit your brother? And I said, no. We've been together 5 years today. I'm getting the hell out of here. Obviously, if you don't want to be married to me by now, you're not going to be wanting to get married to me next year.
That's
I'm out of
what
here.
You get. If you're going to put the pressure on me like that, then you get the asphalt.
So we went to the Bray Mall to get a ring.
Get your fucking ring.
Get your fucking ring.
Is this what you want?
Okay, fine.
Okay, that's
fine.
Fucking expensive. That's I'm going to
15 year loan.
Fine.
Fine.
5 years. So romantic. Anyways,
cuz somebody cut my arm off to pay for this damn
thing. I don't know why, but that's the last time we had sex.
I can't imagine why. Anyways, and so we had dinner reservations. He did make dinner reservations for our 5-year anniversary at the Rose, remembered? I don't think it's there anymore, is it?
I don't know.
Where very is? Nice.
The Hat.
Okay.
We went to the Hat.
That was called the Rose.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's called the Rose.
It's like a charbroiled burger place.
Oh, dude.
I thought we were talking about our daughters.
No.
Am I tight kicking in?
No. Okay, first we got to go back to the... We have to preface, right? Preface.
Let's go back.
Preface.
So anyways...
You got to preface.
No, right. He doesn't ask me at dinner, at the really nice dinner overlooking the ocean. He asks me in the hot Bronco with 103 degrees in the parking lot at the Brea Mall, will you marry me? And I'm...
She still loves that Bronco.
Sweating. I love the Bronco, by the way. That's why I got to throw it in there, because that was my favorite car ever.
Yeah.
But I was sweating, and I'm like, okay, yes, whatever. Can we get some fucking arrow?
True story.
So apparently, Thomas wasn't listening when I said, whatever you do, do not propose in the fucking parking lot.
Oh, my God.
So, daughter, where did he propose at?
In the parking structure where we had our first date, and I spilled my In-N-Out all over my lap.
You said daughter.
Oh my gosh.
Which that's was in what? Same place.
Dude.
Same, so like a half a mile away from where I did Grand the same
Canyon.
Thing.
Miss the Grand Canyon.
Miss.
Spectacular.
Miss
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve, Valentine's.
Valentine's.
Valentine's. We missed Disneyland.
And
Palos missed the perfect day at the
Palos
beach.
Perfect day at the yes. beach yesterday. Did it in the
in
parking structure.
Parking lot.
Parking structure in Brea.
You know, he's a good dude, but I question his
I
choices.
Said, well done, son. Well done.
I said, well, I guess you're going to perpetuate the tradition of the Stye's girls being asked in the parking lot.
So he's meant
to I don't know what you're talking about, these Stye's people, but...
Well, I'm a Stye's.
So you've been married to how long now?
A long,
too
long
many,
So
long
pretty much that's their future.
Yeah, 20. Here we are. 33 years later.
A lot of bitter comedy. I said, trust me, this is going to be funny many years from now.
So Thomas is basically going to have his own podcast in Arizona somewhere because this is it.
I told my daughter today, I said, you know, you guys are going to laugh about this a year or two down the road, yeah. but we're going to laugh about it tonight.
Absolutely.
And she was like, don't tell anybody. Telling the world.
Telling the world. And
I said, I just got accepted on Apple Podcasts, so everybody's listening
and we're
now.
On Spotify and iTunes.
Oh, shit.
Why, yes,
big leagues now.
Wow.
Some real shit right here.
I have a combined listenership of 2.
Please like us.
You know,
please
I told a couple
like
buddies
us.
Of mine that I'm going to be on a podcast, so you might have a couple followers.
You might have about
this.
6.
Outstanding.
Shit,
this
that's
so
a 300% increase.
We're still in the we're still in the test phase of getting
in,
the levels right and everything. So this will be the last time we use the word podcast.
Oh, yes.
Because we're just a bunch of people at a bar. That's our gimmick. Okay, that's
oh,
the
right.
angle here.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
If you listen real closely, you can hear people in the background like a bar talking.
Yeah. Okay.
So
we're at a table.
You're right.
No, you're at the bar.
You're at the bar.
We're in like a busy
fucking
bar.
Ruben.
Yeah. It's a bar. It's a real bar.
Right.
Ruben, we're at a fucking bar.
We are. Yeah.
At a
we are
bar.
On the bar.
The fucking table.
I'm sitting on a fucking stool.
Yes, you are. You're in, dude. You're in a real bar, and it's actually a tiki bar because I have little wooden tiki guys all around, and I serve Mai Tais.
And I see something that says pub open, so we're at a fucking bar.
What do you see above it?
Show your tikis.
That's
no, show
right.
us
right,
your tiki.
How's the weather?
So how about the weather?
S in parentheses.
So we had, I have a new drink that I have to research.
What kind of drink?
It's called Orgasm in Your Mouth.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
And then, in quotations, it's a cookie.
Wow. I wonder how that came about.
I don't know
Deborah,
how that's going to end
how
up just yet, but look for it on the menu.
I think we might be able to reenact. Uh-oh. Hold on.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
It's going to get weird.
Maybe we should give it to the middle nut.
Yeah, the middle nut for sure.
I'm not sure. Should I... I feel like I should be taking my pants off.
Oh.
All I know is I think it's just going to be falling out of her mouth.
These are macaroons.
Right, we need an on-mic
you need
orgasm or whatever you want to do.
Oh, yeah.
Make the sound that you feel is appropriate as you eat this macaroon.
After you put that in your
You know what
mouth?
This is called? This is, lemon. What is it called? ASR? ASMR?
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Go for it, Lucky. Lucky's all over it. Oh, mouth is wide and big and chewing. Oh, she
took
a
mouth.
Big bite. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's so good, huh? It's
tell me.
The middle is just so creamy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just...
So
it's
soft.
It's so soft.
It's soft.
My mouth
it's
is cool.
It's crispy on the outside, but soft
yes.
on the inside. Mm.
Is it making your mouth moist?
I don't think I should be watching this.
This is your daughter.
Tell us more.
She's old enough that I can watch
good.
It, though. So.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Ruben doesn't know how to respond to that. It's like, I think I should punch him. But that was really funny.
That was funny, but yeah, that's my daughter.
Funny, but oh so wrong. It's like
so
I'm watching
wrong.
An episode of The Family Guy.
Yeah.
No, it's
yeah,
really
except
good.
It's a bar.
So
it's
we're gonna combine the two biggest money-making things I know of on the internet, and that's what ASMR
yes.
and Foot Finder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. So if you could just eat that macaroon and put your little piggly wigglies up on the bar, that would be great.
Yes.
Okay, that's some food for thought for later.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how it's going to happen.
What's going on here?
Might be a little side hustle we work on.
I definitely need to leave now.
I think we need to have a little pedicure day first. Okay, a little pedicure
you ladies, day. Take the youngsters out to get their feet straightened up so that Ruben and I can properly pimp them out.
Yeah. Apparently I'm already a pimp because I told my daughter to go and have a good time in France. Like, go sample the population.
Oh, you know what I found out? This is a French connection here.
Yes.
So, long eyelashes. Oh. Long eyelashes. You know where that beauty thing came from? I think I'm reading the room here.
Oh, go to
now,
the forest.
Now, I don't remember. There's like a French name for them that I don't remember, but I certainly know what the use, why they were.
Yes,
okay. Lucky's ready.
You know, when it's.
This is beauty advice from Lucky.
It's to catch what's being blown onto you.
What kind of thing?
A full load.
Oh!
It's like an umbrella.
It's like an eye umbrella.
Oh, it's an eye umbrella. Yeah, I never knew that.
So how do you say eye umbrella in French? Eyelash?
Ombrelle de cils. Parapluie. Parapluie de cils. C'est le parapluie pour les cils.
I don't care what the hell you're saying. Oui. But just keep saying it.
Oui, mais tu le veux. Hein?
Say
tu
it again,
veux,
please.
Hein? Le parapluie pour les cils, c'est magnifique, non? Oui.
That's a true story. Another thing I learned on the internet right there.
So guess what Alex did before she went to France?
Fucking huge eyelashes.
She got huge eyelashes?
Oh,
the biggest cum catchers you've ever seen. I think I'm going to have to flag this on iTunes as adult content. Because it only gets worse from here.
Oh, that's amazing. God.
Yeah, I'll show you
that's
some
my
pictures
girl.
Right now. No, she's my girl.
That's my little sunshine right
recently.
There.
She's my girl.
You know,
girl.
Scott, unfortunately, we just got to go with it. Man.
I figured that one out. Like, she got on the plane, and then I read it on the internet, and I'm like, I know, she's got a huge eyelashes.
She listened to her mother, and her mother said, go sample the population.
Oh, God.
You know what's funny is we didn't give her that advice, but somehow she just went and
still
sampled San Diego. Like, I'm like, what the
hell?
Well,
you know what? Maybe
the Marines have rules like no eye, because you don't have giant eyelashes. No. So maybe they got some like base rules.
Oh, those eyelashes are,
those
huge,
are huge
and thick. Those are thick eyelashes. Oh, she's getting a lot of cum. Oh, yeah.
In the eyes?
Oh, how about you
eyes,
tag it?
In the face, in the mouth, everywhere.
How about you tag it that Alex doesn't have access to this because...
I'm going to send this link to her tomorrow morning.
Well, this was her idea to have to reactivate the Barnett bar. It had been completely taken over
We told the story last week where Alex had said... All I remember when I was like 5, because it was like 15 years ago we did this. All I remember was you said, you need to go to your room now. Every week on a Friday, you said, you need to go to your room now. And I don't know what was going on, but you guys were all out here drinking and stuff. And like,
no,
we were doing a podcast.
They
Alex.
Were around the corner watching. You know they were. Like.
So back then you did
about.
A podcast, but today we're in a bar.
Oh, right. Good one, Ruben.
I'm just saying, you know,
just
like
saying.
This is right. Still test mode, so shut up.
Okay, after today, Barnett's number 3.
That's going to be really like Barnett's number 1.
That's what I said, like, should we have like -2, -1, 0, and then
0.095.
Ta-da. I'm just going to feel really bad if Barnett's number 1 was better than Barnett's number 2.
No.
So, you know.
Let me tell you what. Barnett's 35. Fucking hilarious.
Oh, that's because we're coming back in 35?
The only one in existence from the old days.
Hilarious.
Really.
You know what's crazy?
You can find it at www.barnutspodcast.com.
So this is what's crazy, right? You had Alex go hiding in the room, 5 years old, at this podcast. But now you're like, hey, we're doing a podcast. Come out here and join us.
No, she was like, can you do that all over again and we could do it like Barnett's Millennials? And I said, no, you guys are douchebags.
Next gen.
Or next gen.
We're doing Barnett's
Gen Z.
That's why we need the wolf pack. We need the wolf pack.
Yeah. I go, if I you could come up Barnett's with like two or three pack. Friends of your age that are funny. That and are funny. She was like,
no, she has none. That's why we have the list. Where's the list?
Look at the wolf pack back.
We have a list of funny people.
Is that how we included Lucky into the wolf pack?
Yes, she's in the wolf pack.
I think she can be included.
Look, it says right here, funny people. We actually sat down and talked about it.
You guys are circled.
Listen.
So you're good.
You guys are circled with an exclamation point.
Oh. Whoa, wait a minute.
An exclamation point.
Okay. That's some high expectations.
I don't even know. There's a Richard on here. I don't even know who that is.
The pressure's on, right?
Seriously.
With a question mark.
That's my dick. Sometimes my dick is funny.
I know. That's what I was going to say. Like, Richard with a question mark. I don't know. I don't know if it's funny, honey. Come on.
How about that weather?
I've never laughed at dick. I don't know. I don't know if he's funny. Oh.
I need my cricket soundboard. Like, cricket?
No.
Cricket?
Yeah.
Cricket?
Yeah. Who is this Richard Dick?
Who is this Dick?
Is he Richard the Dick or is it just like Richard is Dick?
So we,
like, I just want to know.
Oh, no, I know who that is.
Oh.
That's Rich B. I'm going to try this. This is new. I got a new segue technique right here.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to do this.
Pay attention.
I'm going to make another round of drinks. I'm going to kick the jukebox, put some music on.
Just go.
There we go.
That was good. Yeah. That was good. Oh, good bad. I loved it.
Oh, man.
Ah, the old jukebox still works. 15 years later.
Hey, 15 years.
Bartender, I have to say this. Thank you for the refill, but I have
the
a
Buffalo
question.
MILF?
Yes.
MILF?
I can't seem to suck it up. Look. What's wrong with this?
You gotta suck harder. Okay, there's a purpose behind that drink.
Freaking ice was in between there.
Suck with a purpose.
Oh, yes. Suck harder.
Yeah.
If you,
there you go.
Did you clear it out yet?
Did you clear it
if
out?
If you stroke the shaft, it'll
that
warm up.
Okay. I'm not doing it right. I'm not doing it right. Okay.
You gotta
thank
use
you.
Your hands
yes.
too.
Okay,
I've
got to
warm it up.
Oh, my God.
True bar emergency.
I throw
right
some
there.
Music on, and next thing you know, everybody's gone crazy. Okay. Ruben comes back from the bathroom with white shit all over his face.
I'm just saying, man.
I don't know if he met a drug dealer or a.
All right, listen. That bathroom was an experience, okay? That bathroom was an experience.
Okay, you know, I clean that thing regularly, so
okay, but you know,
really eat off the floor.
I gotta say, you know, you I know, Scott. Scott, you and I can only probably relate to this, okay? You go to the bathroom, right? You lift the seat up, and you just kind of let it go. But it's almost like a game.
Were you doing the no hand? Did you put your hands on the wall and like...
a little bit.
I'm going to aim for the bowl?
No, it's more of a game, right? Like, you kind of aim, right? You aim at certain things.
I sure hope so.
Right? You got to aim in there.
Aim it.
The problem is, the bathroom I was just in right now, it had this, like, bidet thing in it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Extra.
Right? But there's this little dangly thing. It's almost like a, what's that thing in the back of your neck?
The epiglottis?
There you go.
Did you aim for the spigot?
Dude, I so wanted to.
Don't aim
I so
for the
wanted
spigot,
to.
That's
dirty
where the
dog.
I wanted to aim for that damn
that's
thing.
So
that's where the
wrong.
Fresh water comes.
Dude, it took everything in my power to not aim at that.
All right, so
you know
what we've
you
learned
would,
is
you would not
some
be
savages
that.
At the bar here don't know how to use a bidet or cannot appreciate.
I just
a bidet.
Wanted to pee on it.
What you should do is sit down and clean your dirty ass on it.
Yeah, and then you would never want to piss on it again because you'd be like, oh, yeah.
I just want to let you know I didn't piss on it.
Thank you.
But I wanted to.
Okay, thank you. All right, well. And Lulu thanks you. Lulu thanks you.
So when that water sprays up on you and it sprays on the balls, how does that feel?
Delightful.
I would assume so.
I don't have balls, but I would think refreshing.
You have to get used to the cold water. That takes a little bit.
But they sell some with hot water.
I don't have the hot water attached.
We don't.
Oh, really?
But here. I like the crispness.
This is just a dive bar. We,
okay.
We don't have that kind of luxury.
You guys are lucky that I have a shower in the bathroom here at the dive bar.
I was just thinking, if that could spray on the clit, how would that feel?
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say pretty good.
It depends on how long you keep it on there.
There's it has a directional knob.
Yes.
So you
can choose the
you go front to, or back or front to back.
Back and forth, back and
so
forth.
So we could be
until,
on that toilet for quite a while.
Until you have it.
Hey, you
clean,
know, if you'd like to go.
Is clean.
Right. If you'd like to go check it out right now and come back with a full report, we'll wait.
All right, Deb. We're never getting one of those in our house because there's way too many females there.
Okay, that's true.
Okay, no, you look. Never leave. You'll be like me, peeing in the backyard all the time because no one ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Sorry.
Anyways, thanks for
that's
bringing
okay.
that report,
so,
Ruben.
So what we've learned here is Ruben has a competitive spirit, even when urinating.
Lucky.
And, oh, that
tell
looks
me,
like a target.
Tell me how your mouth feels right now. Lucky, tell me how your mouth feels right now. Go for it, girl.
My mouth is full right now.
Oh.
Full of what?
What's in your mouth? Mm.
Like the words I can't even form, can't even function.
Wow.
I'm
wow.
starstruck.
Look,
right
that's
now.
Helpful. That's
I
helpful.
I can't even ask questions because it just feels wrong that I'm asking.
Scott, I had to check myself because Ruben was gonna wreck myself. I'm like, I don't know what to say, but keep eating that.
No, it's the next bite that counts. Yeah. She hasn't gotten to the surprise.
It's not the last bite
that
counts.
You've got to put that in your mouth.
Oh,
you've got to put it in your
I
mouth.
See the center.
See, there's a surprise.
Like the it's creamy delightful. Center.
The mystery box.
The mystery item in the cookie.
I'm turning away already.
The
Come
cookie.
On.
The cookie. The
you
cookie.
Said cookie and you said mystery box.
The mystery item inside the cookie.
That's like.
The mystery.
It's like going into a dark bar. You're looking for the mystery box.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Crickets.
I always find the mystery box.
Yeah. Well, you find. Yeah, you
if
find.
If you find it, it's not a mystery. Explain yourself.
That's true.
All right. Hey, so what's funny is
what's funny, Ruben?
I have to tell a story.
Okay. Thank
I've been
God.
Reminding me of something.
I feel like I've been carrying the conversation at the bar here.
All right.
Tell me a funny story. So and tell it right next to the microphone, Deborah.
So as much as yes. I just can't, I can't see my daughter eating this damn thing. It just really kind of throws me off.
Anyways, well, maybe in keeping with the disturbing nature of the discussion, right. Maybe your daughter should come sit next to me right. while she eats it, and not sit next to her daddy.
Okay. Oh, yeah, maybe that might be a better idea.
Oh,
anyways,
you mean next to my
wow.
husband?
Anyways.
Okay, yeah.
I can't believe you just approved
right,
that. But
Lucky, listen. I got
Mom,
a story
what do you
about
think?
You. Okay.
Yes.
I have a story about you.
Oh God.
And I already know. Man,
know.
You
know
this shit right
know.
Here. All right. But it's some funny shit.
Does it have to do all with right. a bunch of Marines?
So listen, no.
All right. And something you saw on the internet.
So we have about, what, 7 people living in our house, right? We got a bunch of people in our house.
Dude, and you do a hell of a job
managing
living
that
in
shit?
That
what the fuck,
one
man?
Bedroom
Holy
bachelor
crap.
Studio
me,
you got there.
We thought we got rid of our kids, but they all came back.
Yeah.
Like a bad penny.
The problem is, when you have that many people in there, you know, there's only like 2 restrooms, right? Well, one of them is kind of right in our hallway, and you can kind of hear a good majority of stuff that happens in there. Well, in the middle of the evening, or late at night,
or
recently.
Early.
Or both.
Yeah, more
no.
recently.
No, in a couple of weeks.
A couple of kids.
In a
couple
of weeks.
Of our kids, right? They started
what?
Talking about somebody throwing up.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty consistently at night, and they actually started getting worried.
You trying to lose weight?
Yeah.
So they started getting a little worried. So they're secretly going to Deborah, and they're like, "Hey, Mom, I think
yeah.
I've been hearing.
We're worried
like,
about
Lucky.
Yeah,
we're really worried.
Wow,
are you
worried about?
Do you have
Lucky.
Morning sickness?
Hey, slow down, man. You're like way advancing the story here, though, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh my God! The poor girl's traumatized already.
So what were they telling you, Deb?
Yeah, we're coming up with our own, trying to figure out what was going on with her. I just thought, you know, a lot of drinking and maybe throwing up in the morning. But one day, we're in the kitchen. And I'm like, "Hey, Lucky, I want to be straightforward with you. Are you pregnant?" She's like, "What the fuck?" I'm like, "Yeah." What makes you think that? Because you keep vomiting and throwing up in the bathroom all these, what, past 2 weeks?
Vomiting and throwing up.
Wow, yeah. That's know, pretty serious
that's
right there.
That's some serious shit right
that's
there.
That's some serious that's shit.
Level
do
two.
Both.
That's yeah. level two.
That is.
Level
and what
two.
Did you say?
A lot of drinking under the table.
What? Oh, so she's the closet drinker. What? No, bedroom drinker?
Yes.
What the?
I hide my stash underneath my bed, and there's 2 pull-out drawers.
Oh my God!
The perfect excuse. You know?
Are you, wait a minute. Wait. Are you coming clean right now?
Yes.
What? She's coming clean.
I'm admitting what they already know. There's a difference.
I thought maybe she was trying to lose weight. So I got a little worried.
This is the Reed technique of interrogation here.
And then my
I know
oldest,
everything, so it's to your benefit.
And then
to just
my oldest
tell the
daughter
truth.
Was like, "I think she might be pregnant." And I'm like, "Well,
who does she
F?" Like, I mean, like what?
She doesn't go out.
Well, down in Oceanside, who doesn't she F?
She is a hoe in those barracks, that's for sure. What do you call them?
But no, because I'm not. You know, you have to be a barrack bunny. You know,
a bunk bunny?
A barrack bunny.
A barrack so bunny. To be labeled
now, a bunk is very restrictive. It keeps you just
I know
in one
somebody
bunk.
That might be interested in that.
Well, to be a barrack bunny, you have to be, you know, in the military. Clearly I'm not, but this is my way to serve my country.
Oh.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott. I don't know what the fuck just happened right now.
Well, I got to tell you.
Oh, my God.
I applaud anyone.
You should be so proud.
Anyone who wants to honor our troops in whatever way that you are most capable of honoring them. We all have our skills and our talents.
I'll take a drink.
I don't know if I should admit she's my daughter.
I just like... I gotta give a moment of silence to our absent brothers who aren't here to take part in your bounty or something.
Oh, okay, take it easy. Take it down a level.
Just so you guys know, we're recording this on a Friday night. She'll be down there at the train station tomorrow morning.
Maybe
don't worry,
weekend.
Ruben. I'm not going to post this till Sunday night. No one will ever know.
What are you talking about? We're at a bar drinking.
That's right. We're at a bar in Oceanside drinking.
Oh, shit.
Step outside. They're all in line.
12 midnight.
Here we go.
You guys ready to close this place down?
Yeah.
Right on. Everybody, thank you so much for drinking with me, the bartender, and her... The bartender's hoe?
Well, I don't know.
Nut number two.
You guys say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, thank you. Good night.